Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the 60 people that are listening to this shit as I build it. Don't give a fuck, but this is my Christmas episode. So I'm gonna start this. I'm gonna fucking fight a deer. I've been thinking about it. I've been planning it. I want to fist fight a fucking deer. I wish it was a reindeer, but we don't have those around. I think I fucking figured out how to beat the fuck out of a deer with my bare hands. And I think I figured out how to get it to fight. First things first, I'm gonna fucking fight it during rutting season. Deer only have sex like once a year. It's during rutting season when they're in heat. During this time, they don't make they're super aggressive. They don't make the right decisions. So what I'm gonna do is, there's a whole bunch of like fucking salt blocks and shit that you can get. And I'm gonna put them like right outside my back door. That way, like, I can constantly be seeing if there's a fucking buck or something there. I'm gonna grow some kale. I'm gonna grow some alfalfa. Those are two things that grow in the winter, so it's a food source, so they're always fucking around. That'll mean I'll have multiple fucking deer in the area. And then, to piss them off even more, I'm gonna take a whole bunch of female fucking scent, and I'm gonna spray it around everywhere. I'm gonna get, like, a shit ton of this. It comes in little, like, 3-ounce things you're supposed to spray on yourself or, like, dip a little piece of cloth in and hang it up on a tree. No, I'm gonna fucking douse my backyard in this shit so every fucking buck in a 50-mile radius knows to come to my fucking place. And then I'm gonna hold Buck Fight Club. So what I wanna do is first is, like, I've punched a couple deer skulls lately just to see what it's like. That shit's hard. Gonna fucking break both my hands, so I know I can't box with the deer. I want to punch a deer square in the fucking face. I want to punch him right in the goddamn mouth. I want to grab him by the antlers. I want to knee him in the fucking head until he makes that weird noise that they make when you shoot him. But I know I don't think I can do that. That's an inappropriate way to fight a fucking deer. I've been thinking about this, so first things first is how to get close to it. I am going armorless. I'm gonna go shirtless. I'm gonna go pantless. I'm gonna see if I have my old Thai boxing shorts anywhere that I can throw on. Go take a gander at the deer, but I'm gonna cover myself in that fucking doe scent too. So they're gonna think that they're about to fuck, and then instead they're gonna be like, oh shit, I need to fight this fucker. So I'm thinking what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try and square up on the deer. I'm gonna make eye contact with it. I don't want a bitch of a deer. I don't want to fight some fucking 2-year-old deer with like 3 points. It's never been in a fight with another fucking deer, much less a human. Now I want like a badass. I want like a 5 to 6-year-old. I want like, you know, I want him to be well armed. I want him to have like 10 points, you know? Maybe 5 points and above is all I'm gonna take for a contender. If I see some shitty fucking 2 or 4 point buck out in my backyard, I'm gonna tell him to get the fuck out of my backyard or else I'll fucking fight him. And then he won't because he's too young and scared, or I'll just fucking shoot at him instead of shooting him. I only shoot big fucking deer. I don't like people who shoot fucking 2-point bucks. I think that's too young of a deer. No, I want to fight like a, I want to fight a dude. I'm 30. I'm getting up there in age. I want like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old buck. If they've survived that long, then you know that they're gonna be a fucking contender! I want a contender! I don't want to fight some bullshit bitch-ass deer. I want to fight a fucking real deer. So I figure I'm gonna square up on it. Because those shits, I've been watching how they fight. And they'll come up and they got 2-3 moves. They'll fucking stab you with the antlers. They'll fucking run you down with the hooves. Or they'll fucking just bite your goddamn face. Alright? Antlers don't fucking scare me, to be honest. I've been stabbed before. The first time I got stabbed, I was 5 years old, and my cousin stabbed me in the fucking knee. I ain't afraid of being stabbed anymore. That gets bred right out of you when you're left on your aunt's fucking floor bleeding out because your 5-year-old cousin stabbed you in the fucking leg. Ugh. That was the first time I got fucking stabbed, folks. I'm not scared of your antlers. What, you got like 14 knives? All right. I'm gonna tape up my hands a little bit. I was thinking I might want to put some MMA gloves on just so I don't break my hands, but I'm gonna do some minor shit. I might put on some elbow pads, because I'm gonna be dropping bombs on this motherfucker. That way, my kneecaps will fucking break, my hands will break, but I can guarantee you these fucking Thai elbows are still fucking something. I'm gonna fucking... So, if this thing charges at me with daggers out, fucking antlers at me, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna drop to my fucking back, and I'm gonna slide under it. I'm gonna take the trample on my body, but what I'm gonna try and do is I'm gonna try and hook it. I'm gonna go lower than it goes. I'm gonna drop on my back. I'm gonna try and hook it for head control. And then I'm gonna slip my legs up and around its fucking neck and put it in a jiu-jitsu clinch, all right? I'm gonna work from my guard. No butterfly. I used to love the butterfly guard for MMA fans. Can't do the butterfly guard anymore. My hips are shit. But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pull it into the guard. But I'm gonna lift myself up. I'm gonna hang off the bottom of this motherfucker. You know? This thing's gonna rear around. I'm gonna tire it the fuck out. It's gonna have to move 210 pounds with its goddamn neck. Can't tell me that's not gonna tire this fucking thing out a little bit. So once I get it, you know, huffing and puffing, a little out of breath, it's gonna be swinging around. It's gonna be fucking knocking on me. It's gonna be dropping on its knees and slamming the shit out of me. I'm ready to take that shit. I'm not a bitch. I may be 30, I may be aging, may have been a couple years since I've been in a real fight, but fuck that shit, I want to fight a deer, I'm gonna fight a deer! This is America! Merry Christmas! Wish this was reindeer, I hate Christmas! But I'm gonna clinch it up, I'm gonna try and choke it out with my thighs, they're still substantial, I still have very creamy inner thighs, my thighs are thick, I would say if I was a girl, I'm kind of thick. I have no calves whatsoever. None. I got toothpicks, but I can still fucking do a clinch on this thing's neck and try and fucking choke this motherfucker out. All right? So let's say he drops down. If he drops down, I'm going to slowly push on the bottom of his antlers, and I'm going to try and spin him over, take top mound. All right? Now, most deer aren't more than 200, 300 pounds that I've fucking seen. 300 pounder, he only outweighs me by 90 pounds and he's a deer. I can still fucking do that. I can still take a deer in my mind. So if he goes down, if he drops me, I'm going to try and twist at the antlers and flip him on his back. Watch him frantically try and get off his back as I just punch him in the neck as hard as I can. Neck's not going to break my hands. Deer skull will break my hands, but the deer neck, I'm just gonna punch it until it's fucking done, and then I'm gonna eat it. I wanna kill something with my bare hands and eat it. It's what I wanna fucking do. So that's situation number one. I wanna punch Rudolph in the fucking head. I wanna uppercut him, choke him out, and snap his neck. The other thing that I could do in that situation is, I could throw all my weight down while holding onto the antlers. If I get lower, throw all my weight down to bring him down on top of me. That would make it so that he couldn't use his front hooves for too much to hurt me. So the only thing he's got at that point is his mouth and his antlers, which I have control of. So I'd start off bringing him into the guard. I'd pull his face onto my stomach, but then I'd break my guard. I would slip my left leg around his neck. I would hook him. I would use the, a lot of MMA fans. I only have like 65 people who downloaded the first one, I found out. First one just came out. I'm going to hook him with my left leg. I'm going to put it over his right side. And I'm going to use my shin to leverage myself up and over. And I'm going to get on his fucking, swing my, while I have him hooked down, I'm going to move my hip in closer to him and swing my right fucking leg around him. And essentially, do the same shit I used to do to mount, like, horses when I was riding horses. But do that from a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guard. Roll myself on top of him, right? Then I'm going to slip my hands again on his antlers. All right? So I got the antlers. I got neck control. The only thing this thing can do is start fucking bucking. And then I'm going to pin him a little bit down into the ground. And then I'm going to try and force the antlers sideways and snap his fucking neck. I'm going to put my right hand, I'll bring him over on my left, and then I'm going to slip my right hand out from under that, and instead of putting it by his mouth, I'm going to put it by his eye, and I'm gonna lift up while pushing the left hand down, and I'm gonna whisper in his fucking deer ears, "You're a fucking congratulations, you dumb shit." And then I'm gonna snap his fucking neck. That I could do too. Just real peacefully and nice, just fucking cleanest death someone could ask for. If I ever get killed, I don't wanna get shot. I don't wanna get stabbed again. I don't want any of that to fucking happen. I don't want anything that hurts. I just want someone to fucking slowly snap my neck. Doesn't hurt that much. Sever my brainstem so I can't feel pain. Then let the DMT release from my pineal gland. I welcome death at this point. Said it today to someone. I was like, there's too many people on Earth. I say we bring back human fucking sacrifices. Why the fuck not, right? All volunteers. Plenty of us that don't want to be around. Plenty of people on Earth that don't want to fucking be here that are using up resources, staying in their parents' fucking basements. Just let them die. That's built into us. We've evolved that way so we don't have the same problems with fucking population as we do now, huh? So I want to fucking fight a deer. So the only thing I'm really fucking afraid of is those goddamn hooves. I was watching a video on the internet of a guy who fucking still had some of the pheromone on, and the deer tried to mount him, and he just fucking, he took it. The thing is, the thing that gives me hope is that he fucking, he took the beating from the hooves and didn't go down for a little while. He just took the fucking beating, and, so if I can do that, if I can withstand like 4 or 5 hooves to the head, I mean, that guy turned around and took him to the back, and that's not what you want to do. You don't want to give a horny deer your fucking back. He's going to fuck you. He's literally going to fuck you, or he's just going to rub his dick on your jeans till he comes on the back of your fucking shirt like he's a 14-year-old dry humping. I had weird sexual experiences as a kid, I guess. but I'm not going to turn my back. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a guard up, put my hands up, because that thing can't do hooks. A deer can't fucking hook you. He can't go side to side. He's gonna be coming from the front. So I'm hoping he won't break my weak fucking wrists. I've always had Eric Foreman wrists. I've always had very skinny, girlish, effeminate wrists. That mixed with my high-pitched voice makes people think I'm gay. I'm not. But my weak Eric Foreman wrists, I'm hopefully gonna keep them towards the back of the head. And then as soon as I can, I'm going to take the first 3 or 4. And then I figure I can take 1 or 2 hooves to the top of the head. Right in the hard part of the skull, you know. Twist my head up, take the forehead. And I'm going to uppercut that motherfucker right in the gut. I'm going to punch him in the ribs a bunch. I'm going to say, I wonder how I'm going to get power into it and how I'm going to twist it. I haven't figured that out. But if I come from the outside of his arms and do a hook, uppercut, come from a weird angle and just crank it in the ribs a couple times, I think it might wind it, might give it a couple body shots. Hopefully it won't run off, alright? But I know I'm going to have to get underneath it, which is scary because then it's, the dick is the thing I'm going to worry about. I'm going to worry if the deer's going to try and mouth fuck me because that's a worm hole on me. If he's just going to fuck my eye socket. I don't know how big a deer's dick is. I don't know their sexual preferences. I don't know how they mate, really. I've never seen 2 deers fucking. I should look that up, but I'd feel kind of weird about that. With that in my search history on my phone. But no, I think I'd uppercut it. I'd lay some in on the body. I'd weaken it. I'd try and get a couple in while it's fucking pounding me. And then I'd try and sweep under. I'd wrap my left arm under his left armpit. I'd tuck my body under and keep my left arm around. I'd use my back arm for support, or my right arm for support. And then I'd just fucking pick it up. And I'd powerbomb that motherfucker. 300 pounds, that ain't shit. I'll sweep the leg and powerbomb it onto its fucking back. And then I'll just keep punching it in the fucking stomach. Then I got 4 hooves to worry about. So what I may do is powerbomb it. And then just, I think I'm going to wear a pair of nice steel-toed fucking boots. And then I'm just going to start kicking it before it gets the fuck back up. If I could just boot it and break all of its ribs. Or maybe stop its spine a little bit. Maybe I could get a good head kick in. If I'm wearing steel-toed boots, if I powerbomb this motherfucker, I'm going to be placed once it lands. If I sweep it and let it go over and fucking powerbomb it, take it down, I know that if I can get back up real quick before it can, I can boot it in the head. And if I'm wearing a steel-toed boot, it gets antlers. It's fair. It's not animal cruelty, PETA. I'm just gonna fucking kick it in the head a couple times. Boom, 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 boom. Maybe I'll kick it in the neck a couple times, like boom, 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 boom. Maybe I'll try and collapse its larynx and then fucking let it go for a little bit. Like, I'm gonna let it run away, but I know it has a collapsed larynx. You know, it's got some internal bleeding. It's not gonna get too far. It's winded from fighting me. I'm winded from fucking fighting it. But you know what I'm gonna do? I can just keep going. I don't need fucking sleep. My adrenaline's all hopped up because I fucking fist fought a deer. I ain't feeling pain no matter what it fucking did to me. That shit could have broken both my hands and my fucking arm. I'd still be able to go at it from the amount of adrenaline in me. So I just fucking, after stomping it in the head or neck, breaking a couple ribs with some uppercuts, maybe stomping that motherfucker out. Maybe I stomped on its spine so it can't use its back legs and its front legs. Just trying to get away from me, looking back like, ah, pity me, pity me, don't kill me, I got a family. Then I just fucking kill it with a Superman punch to the ground, or I fucking do an elbow drop on it. Just drop a motherfucking elbow on it from the top rope, end it, fucking choke it to death. But let's say I don't break any of its, maybe I'll just break a fucking leg with an armbar before I let it go. Let that injured thing try and get away from me. Either way, when it's trying to get away, what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna stalk that motherfucker. I'm just gonna watch him. I'm gonna wait until he gets real tired. And then I'm gonna look right in his eyes and be like, ah, fucking over. Maybe you should write a Dear Abby now. Maybe you should write a Dear John letter because you lost a war. No, that's stupid too. I need a sick action pun for this. Huh. I'll dear you later now. Nah, I got nothing for it. I got nothing. If any of you have fucking dear puns you want to put in there, fucking comment on Facebook or Twitter, whatever the fuck you clicked on this ass. just fucking... I just want to look in the eyes and be like, yeah, this is your life. I ended it with my bare goddamn hands. Then I'm just gonna fucking elbow to the skull. Maybe while it's hopping off, bring a knife out with me and I'll drop it before I even fight it. Then I'll just bring a knife and I'll just fucking slit its throat, bathe in the blood of my enemy. Fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme scream at the end of it. Let everyone fucking hear me in the Tri-County area. I have some problems, folks. I think that's what I learned from me talking for 15 minutes about how I'd fucking fight a deer and kill it without a weapon. Got some issues. So welcome to the Christmas episode. Starting it off by killing Rudolph. I'd have to fight a reindeer in a completely different way. They got less daggers and they're a lot bigger. I don't know that I could even hurt a reindeer. Like, I would have to fly knee it in the ribs. I think that's the only part I could actually hurt. I don't know how I'd get side control. It's got bigger and harder hooves than a normal deer. I wouldn't be able to maintain side control. Also, those things are like a half ton. They're like moose size. No idea how I'd fucking take a reindeer. But a whitetail, I fucking got it. This Christmas episode, I'm gonna start it off with a little story about how my fam, every fucking year in this Irish goddamn Catholic household, it was a fucking mess. Mess in my family. And the one thing I hated the most was decorating the fucking Christmas tree. Because I grew up poor. And then all of a sudden we weren't so poor. My mom wanted to show off that we weren't poor by getting a 14 fucking foot Christmas tree. Not a live one. One of the plastic ones that we could keep all undone in the basement. And every year, we'd have to fucking set it up. My dad would, I don't know if any of you have had fake trees before. But they're all, at the base of all of them, they have a collar. That's where it goes. My dad could never fucking figure it out. And when we took it down, we were so sick of that fucking Christmas tree that every year we just took branches off, fucking threw them in the big ass box. Never looked to sort them. Never thought about next year. Every fucking year, we would get out. We would fucking look at the unsorted branches and be like, I don't want to fucking do this. My mom would be working, be an entire Saturday. My older brother said, fuck it, eventually. But it was everyone screaming at each other. It would start with a screaming match about that. And how to put them up. So my dad would always say, you gotta do the big branches at the bottom first. And then you gotta go down. My older brother would say, no, you gotta do top down. Or else we can't fucking fit in there. And we have this fight every year, Dad. My dad would eventually win because he's a fucking dad and he's a Vietnam vet and he can beat the shit out of all three of us. So we do bottom up with the longest branches out, and we'd always get to it where we'd get to the top and we'd be like, fuck, how do we reach in there? Guess whose job it would be? First, the excuse would be, you're little. Get in there. You can get in the tree and not knock it over. And it went through growth spurts. And then it was like, well, you're really tall, so use those gangly fucking stretch arms and put them in there. And it was always just a bitch, and we spend a fucking day doing it. And my mom would come home, she'd fucking fix all that shit. She'd move blue ones to the green level and green ones to the purple level, purple levels to the black level, so it looked more like a natural fucking tree. So we'd, the other thing it would be is, it'd be putting lights on. My mom, never enough lights on the fucking Christmas tree. Ever. No matter how many times. And then, by that time, you gotta string it around the entire fucking thing. My mom would say minimum of three fucking lights on every row. Three strands of lights on every row. So I want an in one around the base. I want a middle one. And then I want an outside one. I want an outside one. Fuck, I'm screaming, dry mouth, give me a second, I'm gonna drink, there's some shit. I'm the most unprofessional podcaster in the goddamn world. I don't think I'm the only one doing it on my own because I have no fucking friends. This weekend I'm gonna try and get an 11-year-old on, ask him inappropriate questions, ask him questions about life. It'll be super fucking awkward. Alright. Got some water in my throat. Working on that dry mouth. The guy who's running this, I guess. Some other people, I've shown them my podcast. And everyone's been like, why are you always screaming? Why does it always sound like you're screaming? Why do you talk like that? Like you're out of breath at the end of your sentences. I have to do that to lower my voice. Otherwise my voice is too fucking high-pitched. And awful for someone my size, and I fucking hated the sound of it when I first recorded shit for a podcast. It's what I used to do on other podcasts. I have a shitty fucking giggle. So I started yelling. I figured it was my way to overcome that. So it was minimum three lights. We'd do it. My mom would say, no, you fucked up the lights too, you idiots. So we'd have to take all the lights down, and she'd rearrange those fucking branches. And then we'd have to put the lights back up and she just sat there and critiqued us. Nothing is more infuriating to me as someone who tells me to do a job and then sits back from the sidelines and tells me how to fucking do it without me asking a goddamn question. Now if it's the first couple times I've done it, I accept it. You're helping me. I get that. But if midway through it you're like, yeah, actually just do it this way because it's easier. Fuck off. It drives me goddamn insane. I've dealt with that my entire fucking life for my family. Bread, go do that shit. And then while I'm doing it, no. You're fucking doing it wrong. You're doing it this way. Do it that way. Do it fucking this way. My dad, since I started mowing the lawn, every weekend would come out and tell me how to fucking mow the lawn his way. At a certain point, I just stopped fucking caring. Dad's gonna come out and fucking mow the lawn anyway. Fuck it. I'm not even gonna do shit. I'll do like 30% of the work and let him fucking do it. I'm gonna go inside and watch a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon. my Saturdays were sad, I had no friends. But then it would come to And it would come to decorating with ornaments. Every year, someone in my family would have a meltdown about their ornaments. One would break. One wouldn't be in the right area. Someone would put up another person's ornament, and they'd fucking cry about it. And then they'd take it off, and they'd put it in a new area. Made you feel better. Fuck off. Some garbage shit. I had two ornaments I liked. 9 times out of 10, my brothers would fucking put them up just to try and piss me off. Guess what? I don't give a shit about this stupid holiday. We're Catholic. Doesn't even fucking make sense. Fuck this stupid holiday. Put my ornaments up. I'm not a bitch like you two are. But the one thing that got me about that is, you know, when we were poor, we had cool ones. My grandma made some awesome fucking... She made this heavy-ass Santa Claus that when my brothers would piss me off, she made it in ceramics. It was fucking heavy as shit. It was big. It was sturdy. It was put on a string. What idiot gives a fucking crazy-ass little kid swing shit around, has two older brothers who beat him, and a dad that beats him, a mom that's emotionally abusive, who gives him a weapon on Christmas? So I used to try and take that off the tree and whip it around and crank my brothers in the fucking temples with it. Oh, there's a reason why I don't see people anymore. I got issues. But then when we started, not being so poor, those weren't the ornaments that were allowed on the tree anymore. We weren't allowed the awesome colored lights we all liked. All of a sudden everything changed because my mom started getting these Lennox crystal ornaments. Shout out to Lennox. She would put crystal fucking ornaments on with a blue light. And every year the only thing my mom wanted from us was crystal fucking ornaments. It's what I got my mom for a decade straight. Those things are expensive as shit. But I used to fucking get them. Two of my brothers and I would go in on it. We'd get her a crystal every year. She'd be like, yeah, all right, whatever. She'd be unappreciative because she knew she was going to fucking get it because that's all she asked for. That, slippers and a bathrobe. The only things that my fucking mother ever wanted. All blue. So it'd be blue lights, fucking crystal. We weren't allowed to put our ornaments up anymore. And we weren't allowed to have our own little trees in our room or anything where we could put our Christmas. All of a sudden, our Christmas was Lennox crystal instead of fucking ornaments that we had some history with. Just sterilizing it. She just sterilized our Christmas to the point where it's unbearable. It's fucking terrible. My mom, ruined it. If she ever hears this, sorry, Mom. You ruined Christmas as we got older. Christmases when we were little and poor, fucking always baller. Never get me shit that was on my list. Wouldn't give a fuck. Just get me cool little shit, like water games. I'd still take that shit today. Those little games where you press a button and it shoots a ring, a little plastic fucking thing where it uses air jets. I got those for Christmas one year. It was awesome. I got another one that it was just like dumping sand from one place to the next. Cool shit like that I still like. Shit that made me use my hands. Connects. Still love them. I'm a 30-year-old man that would love to play with Legos and build shit. I should have been a mechanic instead of a data miner. Marketer. But as we got older, just sterilized it. I got to a point where I was like, Mom, Dad, just get me this. It's like 10 bucks. That's all I want for Christmas. And then they'd get me a huge-ass TV. And when I said I didn't want it, they'd be like, great. And then they would take my fucking TV that they got me for Christmas, and they would put it in the basement. And I just never had a TV. I never really had an apartment I could fucking bring a TV into safely anyway. They'd give me shit that they would take. And I asked a couple of other people if their parents would do that shit, and they'd do it too. Fucking baby boomers, or whatever the fuck you are. What's my parents' generation? You guys are the most selfish assholes I've ever fucking dealt with in my entire life. A lot of kids are saying that that's what their parents do. A bunch of shit that they want, knowing the kids don't want it. Fucking give it to themselves. Congratulations, and they'll call it a family gift instead. Now, I wanted a $5 pair of fucking socks. That's all I wanted for Christmas. give me a $300 TV that I'm never going to use because I can't afford fucking cable. They're that disjointed. Can't afford fucking cable. I can't even afford Netflix. Start a GoFundMe so I can afford Netflix for a fucking year. That'd be great. If I had Netflix. My girlfriend's paying $11 a month for Hulu. Jesus Christ. What are we doing? I gotta pay her back for that. I feel morally shitty about that. I'll take that. I should take that bill. I should do that. I should take that bill from her. I should tell her to cancel that. And then fucking bill me. Not worth it. $11 a month, I can get it fucking cheaper. The holidays. I'm gonna get Hulu. I'm gonna go home to my girlfriend. I'm gonna tell her, fuck that. I'm getting Hulu at a cheaper price. Putting it on my card. She doesn't need that $11 a fucking month. I'll take that hit. So the other thing I wanted to do, besides describing how awful my Christmas is ruin Christmas for everyone else. Number one, Christmas is a stupid holiday. Guess what? I'm a Catholic. I'm an Irish Catholic. I'm a Catholic. I'm what everyone says invented the religion. Guess what? We didn't. We didn't invent the religion. December 25th, let's start this shit off with some facts. December 25th is, there's a couple gods that were born on December 25th, but Jesus isn't one of them. Horus, the god of, the Egyptian, god, is the son of, Isis. He was born on December 25th. Fun fact, virgin birth. I'm seeing some similarities, aren't you? You've seen some similarities. but there was also was it Saturn? I think Saturn was a god that they celebrated during the solstice too, with these huge debaucherous feasts. That was one of the starts of it. But let's go back. I digress. The real 25th of December. Luke 2, 7-8. He actually says right in the Bible that Jesus was born when the shepherds of Palestine, I don't know why I'm reading and driving, the shepherds of Palestine were still having the sheep out to flock. They still have them out as flocks in the fields, grazing and everything. And I thought, man, that doesn't sound right for December in Palestine. And I looked it up. Like, the weather's snowy and rainy and everything, but Palestine doesn't get too cold. So I asked the sheep farmer around here what they do with theirs in the winter. What they actually do is they'll leave the door open. They'll just leave the door to the barn open. They won't shear them in the summer month, or in the winter months. They won't shear them. They'll let them come and go in and out of the barn as they please. So not definitive that this isn't. But it also says during the same passage that Jesus was born during a Roman census. Ha-ha! I can look that up historically. That happens in March. Fuck yeah! Jesus was born in March. He wasn't born. So where does Christmas actually come from? A lot of different places, it turns out. Turns out the Christmas that we celebrate today is an amalgamation of a shit ton of different festivals, all run by fucking pagans. So, 400 years before Christ, I'm going to start off with the nativity scene, huh? 400 years before Christ, a nativity scene was fucking worshipped in Syria as part of the, I can't pronounce them, Mithraic religions during the winter solstice as a fertility thing. It was also that all your winter crops, they're harvested by that point. You can devote some time, you got some free time, what are you going to do? You're a person back then, you can devote that shit to your religion. You can devote that shit to yoga. Whatever fucking thing that... So, there's that. The Xmas Yule Log is a fun one. The Yule Log, and you know how everyone has a Christmas dinner? Guess what? That's Norse. That's their fucking Yule Festival. It's traditionally a Norse thing. They would burn a Yule Log, have a big fucking dinner with their family, all their generation, to celebrate the winter solstices. Sounds like Christmas is getting more and more pagan until you get to the Roman Saturnalia. That was it. Saturn is who they were worshiping. Yeah, Saturn. Saturnalia. It was, that was the winter celebration. But, the thing is, it was more like Mardi Gras. I was reading some stuff about it. That was a debaucherous fucking festival. People could go outside of their marriages, having sex. Slaves that were owned. The leader of the household would step down, and they would let the slaves choose someone to be leader of the household for a day. Slaves would be fucking everyone. Everyone would be fucking slaves, which I don't get. Which makes me think that maybe Egyptians did have condoms then, because the whole thing is like, you don't want to raise someone else's fucking kid, and even pulling out's not gonna do shit. I think they were smart enough. I just think that condoms didn't last 40,000 fucking years. We'll never know if Egyptians had condoms or not. But I think they did. They had sheep. We figured out sheepskin condoms. They probably had that shit, right? So you're a fucking Egyptian. You're fucking bagging it up and fucking everyone. That's Saturnalia. I'm saying it wrong. But that was 325 AD. All right? No. In 325 AD is when Rome finally converted to, Christianity, 325 AD, and around that time is when they started accepting Christmas, all right, because they knew, they understood that if you take away everyone's favorite fucking feast and everyone's favorite fucking carnival, there's gonna be fucking rioting in the goddamn street. Enough pagan religions throughout the Roman Empire had winter solstice parties. So, what they did is they started calling the Christmas celebration of the birth of Christ. Kind of. They accepted it as Saturnalia. They accepted it as kind of like a Christmas. It wasn't the birth of Jesus. It was then started to be seen as a celebration of Christ instead of Saturn. Another thing. This will go for all the Christians. Santa's black! He's black! Christ is black! St. Nicholas was actually Turkish. Turkish people are olive-skinned. He was dark-skinned. And so he had a habit of giving out presents on Christmas years and years and years before it became canon to give gifts on Christmas. So they used him later on as a political move. Way later on, I think in the 1600s, I'll get to it later, I'm sure. The Puritans, who were bashing Christmas, I think it was maybe like 1867, he was canonized much later on. And he was used as a political thing to say, hey, giving gifts on Christmas, it's not a pagan thing, it's a Christ thing. Still a fucking thing, what they're trying to say. So a big thing in Rome too was that even Christians, they flocked to Saturnalia. They loved it. Even good fucking Christ loving hard-nosed fucking Romans would be like, ah, fuck it. So the Roman Empire realized they couldn't fucking win that one. Saturnalia was too fucking good. So I went to something called the New Catholic Encyclopedia. I looked through a bunch of different volumes. Volume 3, page 656. You can look this up. Straight up says that it's the winter solstice. Says that Christmas isn't fucking Jesus' birth. It says it. It says that it came around. It's not the birth of Christ. So don't keep Christ in fucking Christmas, assholes. So in England, in 1644, to combat the Saturn feast, even then, it was still going on by pagans. In 1644, pagans were still kind of celebrating it as a pagan feast. It wasn't as debaucherous as Saturnalia. They're still fucking celebrating it. Puritans then took December 25th, and they made it a fasting day. They made it the exact opposite of what the pagans were celebrating. So it was a day where you weren't supposed to fucking do anything. You're supposed to fast, have some hard work, think about Jesus during that time. but you weren't supposed to have this debaucherous fucking thing. It was to combat paganism, and it was actually enforced by the army. So by then, that time, there was still a good amount of fucking pagans around, surprisingly. In 1644, you think Catholicism is around, a lot of different sects of Christianity. No, the Puritans who had come to power are now enforcing it with the army in England. Anyone seen putting wreaths up? Anyone with Christmas trees? Any of that stuff? All of a sudden the puritanical government starts fucking tearing that shit down. Imagine that. A fucking soldier comes to your door, knocks on it, needs to look inside and says, nah, you can't have any of these evergreens, you can't have wreaths, is that a Yule log? Can't burn it in your house, we're gonna burn it in the fucking street. You're not allowed to eat until sundown today. It's a fasting day. Don't do anything. Jesus is great. God is good. Fuck your celebration and your happiness. Jump ahead to the 1690s in America. The Boston Diocese, they created special services for Christmas for the first time. They thought, let's do this. They start having a Christian ceremony, come to church. This is really highly opposed. Really highly opposed. And this is in the 1690s. Everyone's saying, fuck this. What are you doing? You're not supposed to be fucking doing this. This is terrible. All right? And then, it wasn't until 1836 in America, in Alabama, the first people to recognize it as a legal holiday. Alabama was the first. They were the early adopters to Christmas. What has Alabama ever done that's good for us? Fucking nothing in my mind. Roll Tide. Alabama has done shit that's good for us. I've never heard of an invention. This is the first time I've ever heard of anything being invented in Alabama. 1836 wasn't until Christmas as we know it started. Legal holiday. Fucking. So that's 180 years ago. 180 years ago. Figure that out. My grandpa's 90. That's like three people who are dead. My grandpa's grandpa knew of a time when in America, Christmas wasn't a holiday. How fucking insane is that? That's not that far. That's like one, two, three. That's four people ago. Four people ago, Christmas wasn't a goddamn legal holiday. It's a shitty fucking holiday. I wish it was kept that way. And then I was like, what can I go to show that Jesus and Christ wouldn't even like this holiday to begin with? I've read the Bible a good 6 or 7 times, going back into my knowledge. Thought I saw something in Daniel. Daniel 7:25 says, religious men would attempt to change the times and laws of God's festivals. And that is heresy. I don't know the exact words. I'm just paraphrasing it because most of the fucking idiots who listen to my fucking podcast probably aren't smart enough to listen to biblical. Fucking, I had to learn Latin. I never fucking learned it. So I fucking sucked at God and religion. But he says they're gonna change shit. He predicts it. And says, like, don't let him change it. Don't let him change my festivals. This is a fucking thing. Like, this is something they're gonna do. They're gonna try and water down my religion. Scripture cannot be broken. And the pagan worship is separate than the Christians. It must remain separate. Must remain separate. So you got a traditionally pagan religion. Traditionally pagan religion. That even in the Bible is going, nah, fuck off. You can't fucking do this. And everyone's just kind of looking past that. Congratulations. Christmas is bullshit. It's a way to get you to go and trample each other on Black fucking Friday at Walmart. It's a way to get you to buy shit that you don't fucking need to hand it to people who are going to throw it out later. It's a bullshit holiday. It's fucking terrible. I think we should abolish it, but keep the time off. Because fuck it. In America, we don't get a lot of time off to begin with. So let me end this one for you guys. Merry fucking Christmas, guys. Merry fucking Christmas. And this ends... Merry fucking Christmas. This ends the rant of a fucking crazy person.